I think it's interesting when you're talking about innovation versus control. I think one of the things that in the past the control systems have always relied on was that the physical technological process of change took so long that the ideological change was dictated by that speed of progress. Just because somebody came up with a great idea didn't necessarily mean that it could be, it meant that the force of control could say, sorry, we simply can't do that. We don't have the technology to do that in the time frames that you're talking about. But as technology is speeding up, it gets to this point where, you know, people say, oh, I want to do this. And the systems of control say, well, we can't do that. We don't have the technology. And the person who said, I want to do this says, no, actually, there is the technology and I will be able to do it. And then they go off and do it. And I think that's something that wasn't possible. We didn't have, you know, as Marx would put it, the means of production 50 years ago. Now we have the means of production. You know, the old institutions don't have the keys to the gates anymore. You know, the keys are out there. And we just have to embrace that and engage a faster process of innovation. And I think, as the relation was brought in your email, you know, innovation is psychiatry. That is psychiatry. You know, it's like changes in society and the resistance to change in society is what defines mental illness. It's what defines normality. It's like, you know, we had to be machines in the 50s because that's what technology required. Now we're interactive, you know. I mean, there's a lot of cliches in this, but I think you understand the point I'm making. Anyway.